The Mount Elliott Makerspace sits in the basement of a big old stone church on Detroit's east side. When I walked in the other day, six kids were playing chess.
Bishop, go right there. No, not right there. Right there.
The fact that elementary and middle schoolers are playing chess on a rainy Sunday afternoon is really cool in itself. But wait, there's more.
You can't do two spaces.
I can go as far as I want.
The game is life-size, with young people acting as the pieces.
This is not a king.
Charles is the bishop, Sekou's the knight, Raven's the queen, and she's wearing a handmade blue paper crown to prove it. The kids made the chessboard, too, out of black and white plastic shower curtains.
Oh, pawn, move forward.
I ask Raven, the queen, how she'd be spending her time if she didn't know about the makerspace.
Bored watching TV. I wouldn't be doing that much.
You want to take this and turn the handle back and forth.
Okay.
So in a room next door, sixth grader Chris Price puts the finishing touches on a silver dirt bike. Because he learned how to put together what was once just a bunch of parts and components, Chris gets to take this bike home.
And I'm lucky because I don't have to spend no $20 or $30 or $40 just to fix a bike.
There's no money involved in any of this?
Unless you help. If you don't help, of course you have to pay. But if you help with the bike, you don't have to. It's just free if you help on it.
Of course, there is some money involved. Local foundations, primarily Kresge, have been supporting the project for a few years. They've helped pay for things like the wood shop, silk screening studio, 3D printer, and computer lab.
We have a lot of children in this neighborhood, and there are not a lot of recreation centers. The library is not very close to here, so we needed a makerspace, someplace they could come and they could get involved, and they would be in a safe environment at the same time. My name is Oyin Zuri. I'm a volunteer here at Mount Elliott Makerspace.
Church of the Messiah, which houses the Makerspace, sits in the heart of Detroit's Island View neighborhood, not far from Belle Isle. Earlier this year, Island View was ranked the second most dangerous neighborhood in America. That means, according to an analysis of FBI crime stats, there's a 1 in 7 chance of becoming a victim of violent crime over the course of a year.
Well, Island View is a lot more than that. That's just a statistic.
That's Pastor Barry Randolph. He lives in an apartment above the church and is involved with pretty much everything that happens here.
Island View is a community that is on the verge of greatness and making it happen with very few or limited resources. We're going to change the nature of the community, but also, too, we're going to go out and we're going to make it tangible. We have to change the mindset of the people that's in the neighborhood and community.
Of course, that's a lot easier said than done, but that's the whole point of makerspaces. They're about doing. And now there are a handful of them in Detroit. Spaces where residents can fix old lawnmowers to start landscaping businesses, or experiment with wind turbines and solar panels to explore possible alternatives to expensive utility bills. Or simply, these are places to go on a rainy day when there isn't anything else to do. These are the community centers of the future. For State of Opportunity, I'm Zach Rosen, Michigan Radio News.